from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the eternal struggle. The battle for more or better value.
This is the question that people want to know right here. I was reading the Wall Street Journal because I got a super big brain.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
WSJ, that's what I call you.
Big old brain on me.
Wall Street Journal Dusty.
And they had an article about the chain Red Robin. Mm. You ever heard of it?
I have.
It seems like they're going hybrid Golden Corral on
us. Great, great honey mustard dipping sauce.
Oh, really?
Are you campfire or are you honey mustard?
Campfire. Mm. But Red Robin has been seeing, nine consecutive quarters of declining patronage to the restaurants?
They are going the way of the Applebee's and Chili's.
It's not great, Bob. They, in their new pitch to people, is now having 30 bottomless options on their menu. Mm. And I think they're exaggerating a little bit because it was like, soda is one of them, and it's like all of the types of soda they have, which
is bottomless Coke. You can have bottomless Diet Coke.
Yeah. And they've always had the bottomless fries. Yeah. We've known that. But they're saying you can get garlic fries. You can get like root beer floats, bottomless. Mm-hmm. Kids mac and cheese, bottomless. But they're saying,
my kid takes advantage of.
We do not want to lower our prices across the board.
No.
And this is where, they were down to two options. Either we offer a bunch of bottomless options where people can just go and do the American thing and just gorge yourself with food.
Where this is problematic, on that note, is around universities. The Red Robins around universities, they're the ones who are going to take the hits on this.
They are. And this is what backfired on Red Lobster recently, right? Is they had the bottomless shrimp.
Yep.
And people were eating them out of business. Yep. But here's the question that I have. Would you rather have, across the board, your prices stay the same, but you have more bottomless options and you feel like you're getting your value in, I can eat as much as I want for as long as I want? Or do you want the value of bringing the prices down a little bit more across the board, and you're going to be going there more often? Because what's going to get me there is the lowering of your prices across the board, as opposed to, my kids don't need bottomless mac and cheese with their meal.
My kid does.
I don't want to have 800 garlic fries servings, right? See, what applies to the masses more to get people back in? That's the question here, because they're saying the bottomless options are what's going to keep people coming in.
Well, because you're getting that perceived value. And like when I, because we've been there a couple of times now with the, my 7-year-old, she loves Red Robin, mainly for the tabletop little entertainment center there. But anyway, I digress.
Boy, that is a, that's a big one with the kids,
yes,
with the children.
But when it comes to things like the bottomless mac and cheese or the fries or even the bottomless broccoli, they start, you know, you start out with what looks like kind of a smaller portion, and then sure, you might get that second one. But if you're already coming out and starting with the big pile of fries, then anyway, it's, as the consumer, you're going to be like, I'm not taking advantage of these bottomless fries because there's so many there. But yeah, if you start out with a smaller portion, you're like, man, I got so many fries.
I got so many
refills.
Cheaper. Right?
Cheaper for them. I mean, I want the lower menu prices all around, but I do appreciate that more places are doing the bottomless. Like B-Dubs is doing the all-you-can-eat wings on, was it Tuesdays?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how many Chestnut ate, Joey Chestnut?
It was like
217 or something, or 230 something.
Holy, or no, he did,
or it was 200, that's, I think, incredible, in like 38 minutes.
That's incredible.
Like, that's like a basketball plus of, it's like a beach ball, not a beach volleyball, like the ball that you blow up.
It's like a yoga ball.
Yeah.
It's like a yoga ball that, full of wings.
And like, just the mass, how do you, that's more impressive than 60 hot dogs to me.
Yeah.
200 plus freaking wings is just, I don't.
How often do you think he calls a plumber? Like, I feel like he's probably having to make like a bi-weekly call to the plumber.
No,
be like,
I think,
hey,
he just has a hole in the backyard.
Can come do it again. I mean, that snake, do you think he has his own like Roto-Rooter snake that he's...
For him or the toilet?
He's spending top dollar on the quality crappers.
Yeah, right?
It's like, yeah, I need a good flush
I
right
feel
here.
Like you'd have
How
to.
Does he not have a sponsorship with a cleanse?
I think, oh.
How does he not?
Yeah.
Or 2,000 flushes.
Yeah.
Or dude wipes.
I think he does.
He has to.
I think he does with them.
Like, you should have a front to back.
Hey-o.
Hey, a front to back sponsorship of like cleanse, freaking Coligard, Depends, like run the whole gamut.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Right?
I was looking at, and this goes back to the whole Red Robin thing. Brooksgate put out the 4 U.S. major sports and how they make their money. And for the NFL, like 66% of the money comes from their TV deal. Major League Baseball, 26%. NBA, 41%. NHL, 19%. But it has this pie chart of where everything else is, from ticket sales, team sponsorships, concessions and parking, and local TV media. The ticket sales for all of these are, like, the NFL, 17% of their revenue comes from ticket sales, 31% for baseball, 26% for basketball, and 44% from the NHL. But their concessions are still pretty big chunks. Like,
yeah,
NFL 6%, 10%, 6% of $18.7 billion comes from concessions and parking alone. Right, like, that's a big chunk of money.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking upwards of $1 billion.
Baseball's for their $10.9 billion is 10% concessions and parking, 8% for of the 10.9 for NBA, and 12% for NHL, $6.8 billion. If they were to lower the concessions and parking, ticket sales would be a far bigger chunk of that pie. Because of the fact you're more people would perceive it as, I am getting a better value deal once I get in there and I get into the arena. Because what a lot of people will go, yeah, I can buy tickets to a game, but they're going to get me every which way once I get in the door. Yeah. And with your concessions, your park, or not even when you get in the door, but you're parking.
Yeah,
for God's sakes.
Get our yearly our yearly report of cost of family of four across sports here probably any day.
Yeah, it'll
be soon. It's usually like late July, early August that the report comes out as the new core or the new finances come out for each year for sports on August 1. The NFL always gets crushed on this because for a family of four to go to an NFL game, it's like $700 just to get
it's
in.
It's ridiculous.
Just to get in. What is it? It's family of four. It's parking, 4 tickets, drink, soda, dog, I think is how they do it across sports. And the NFL is always just astronomical.
It's
like compared to everyone else.
It prices people out.
Yeah, even when you've got a team like the Hawks who are going the complete
Falcons.
The Falcons going completely opposite way.
Yeah, but they are making a killing on their concessions because they are priced way down. And
so,
it's fascinating because I think that is one of the big things. Is like people are okay with, all right, it's going to cost me X amount to get in, and that. But what deters people is this is going. They're going to charge me an arm and a leg once I get in there.
$40 for two beers.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
So
all right. Well, the Vancouver Ford text line, your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. We're getting a lot of, hey, give me lower prices and sometimes smaller portions. You know, like there seems to be a lot of that sentiment coming in where you don't need the massive portions to hook us anymore. Because I think a lot of the American public is also wising up to, maybe we don't need to just cram ourselves until we can't eat anymore.
Look, high school, college, military me.
Nope. And that's the difference.
That right dude, there, yeah. I'm going to house 7,000 calories, 8,000 calories in a day and not blink. Like, yeah. That's the reality. But now, look, with the exception of, like, when I went to Vegas, you know, I told my wife, I'm like, I don't care what we eat.
Yeah,
we're gonna go to some really nice restaurants, and I'm gonna eat whatever the hell I want to. But outside of those special occasions, Red Robin, not on that special occasion list.
Nope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.